Good morning. Another mild and somewhat muggy start to the day across interior New York and New England, and we do have some locally dense fog, but it's not as widespread as it was 24 hours ago. So some folks may encounter that on the way into work early this morning. Otherwise, we'll have a fair amount of hazy sunshine again and some humidity through the afternoon. With the latest disturbance off the eastern seaboard, a general northeasterly breeze will continue today, and this will keep the temperatures back a bit from yesterday afternoon's highs when we were mainly in the middle to upper 80s, and today we'll find ourselves in the upper 70s and lower 80s by the end of the afternoon. With some energy close by and the humidity in place, we still run the risk at one or two scattered showers or thunderstorms to fire by mid to late afternoon as well. For tonight, skies will be partly cloudy, another muggy night with areas of fog developing as lows drop back into the lower 60s. We'll be in between disturbances tomorrow, so that should keep us generally dry with a mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid again. With the wind shifting back to the southwest, readings will be back into the middle 80s. On Friday night and into Saturday, a disturbance will approach from the Great Lakes. This will bring more clouds into the region, and we run the risk at a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms on Saturday morning and again in the afternoon. However, the beginning of the holiday weekend should be mostly dry for most of us as temperatures reach up into the middle 80s with increased humidity. A weak disturbance on Sunday may touch off a scattered shower or thunderstorm, but again, still very summer-like with a good amount of sunshine mixed with clouds in the mid-80s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a deeper trough of low pressure out over the upper Midwest for the day on Monday. As this approaches, a strong cold front will head in our direction, and scattered showers and thunderstorms will become more numerous on Monday afternoon and into the evening. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy on Labor Day with highs in the lower 80s. Behind this system, a leftover shower on Tuesday and a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday, as a northwest breeze will keep high temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms in eastern North Dakota through the upper Mississippi Valley and western Great Lakes. The atmosphere will destabilize in the wake of morning storms and south and west of a warm front, with moderate to strong instability expected by late afternoon. Vertical shear from 30 to 40 knots will support the potential for supercells, but storms may eventually evolve into clusters as they develop southeastward toward the Great Lakes area. Isolated large hail and damaging wind will be the main threats. And heat advisories continue for the Corn Belt into the upper Mississippi Valley and parts of the northern plains. In Minneapolis, highs will be in the lower 90s once again today, and with unseasonably high dew points in the 70s, the heat index will be around 100 degrees again. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Anderson, Mariana Islands in Guam at 11:58 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Fort Irwin, California at 8:26 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 46 degrees, with a southeast wind at 6 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, fog and 18 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 65 degrees, the dew point 63. 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.98 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 33 at Seneca, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, near 80. Boston mostly cloudy with an isolated shower in the upper 60s. And in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 87 degrees, the low 63. The average temperature 75, that's 7 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.41 inches for the month, which is 77 hundredths below normal, and 31.22 inches for the year, which is 5.35 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 10 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 126 and 669 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low 58. The record high 95 set in 1953 and the record low 34 in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:34 p.m. 13 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and a bit humid today with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs right around 80. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of some hazy sun and clouds today, humid with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy, warm and somewhat muggy tonight with lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of hazy sun and clouds and humid today with the chance of a shower or a thunderstorm and highs around 80. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of some hazy sun and clouds and humid today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds again, warm and humid, lower to mid 80s. Showers and thunderstorms possible on Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy and humid in the mid 80s. Warm and humid again on Sunday in the mid 80s, just the risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy Labor Day, showers and thunderstorms likely by the end of the day, lower 80s. A leftover shower Tuesday, and a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday. High temperatures midweek next week back into the 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.